federal judge has ruled that the government's watch list that identifies more than 1 million people as known or suspected terrorists violates their constitutional rights. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The plaintiffs in the case, nearly two dozen Muslims who hold U.S. citizenship, maintain they were wrongly placed on the watch list, and that resulted in being handcuffed at border crossings and frequently subjected to invasive secondary searches at airports. U.S. District Judge Anthony Trenga ruled the plaintiffs have a right to due process when their constitutional rights are infringed, writing, "There is no evidence or contention that any of these plaintiffs satisfy the definition of a known terrorist, and the alternate standard for placement on the list, that of a suspected terrorist, can easily be triggered by innocent conduct that's misconstrued." Ben Thomas, Washington.
As the Bahamas is recovering from Dorian, the U.S. is trying to help. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
As the international community looks to help the Bahamas, Prime Minister Hubert Minnis says there are big logistical hurdles.
The National Airport in Abaco is underwater.
And others aren't accessible by land. The military is using helicopters to get supplies to the Bahamas. And President Trump says America is putting its good fortune with Dorian to good use.
We're taking some of the supplies from other places, including Florida, where we didn't have to use them, and we're going to be bringing them over to the Bahamas, where they really need it very badly.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pope Francis was met by thousands of excited Mozambicans Wednesday, including the president, as he began his first papal visit to the southern African country. The pontiff says that he brings a message of peace to the war-ravaged nation. On his three-day visit, the pope is meeting with lawmakers, youth, and clergy, giving three speeches on Thursday before leading a mass Friday. In a recorded message released ahead of his arrival, the Pope addressed Mozambicans in the nation's dominant language, Portuguese. This is VOA News. The United States on Wednesday took action to disrupt an Iranian oil shipping network it accuses of funding terrorism. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump expressed optimism about engaging in diplomacy with Tehran. Details from VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
As the United States sanctioned individuals, entities, and tankers to disrupt Iran's oil shipping network, Trump struck an upbeat note about the possibility of diplomacy with that country.
Well, we're going to see what happens. They want to talk. They want to make a deal.
According to the U.S. Treasury Department, over the past year, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and Quds Force have moved oil worth hundreds of millions of dollars through a network benefiting Syria's government and Hezbollah. U.S. officials on Wednesday also announced a reward of up to $15 million for any person who helps disrupt such financial operations. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Also Wednesday, Iran announced a further scaling back of its commitments to the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. President Hassan Rouhani said in a televised speech that that moves involves development of centrifuges and will take place on Friday. The British Parliament squares off once again with Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his intent on forcing him to petition the European Union to delay Britain's EU departure until January 31st. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The House of Commons is confronting Johnson over his insistence that the UK leave the EU on October the 31st, even without a withdrawal agreement. Johnson argues that further delaying Britain's exit from the EU will have a harmful effect on the UK economy.
He wants to spend £1 billion a month net to keep us in the EU beyond October the 31st.
If lawmakers decide to block the option of a no-deal Brexit, then Johnson has said he will seek a general election. In order to call a snap general election, Johnson will need a two-thirds majority in Parliament. Karen Chamas, London.
YouTube has run afoul of U.S. regulators, and it will cost big dollars for its Google overseers. Here's AP correspondent Mike Rossio.
Google will pay $170 million to settle allegations its video site YouTube collected the personal information of children without their parents' consent. Google was fined $136 million by the Federal Trade Commission, and the company will pay an additional $34 million to resolve similar allegations with New York State. Federal law requires parental consent before companies can collect and share personal information of children under age of 13. YouTube has said its service is intended for ages 13 and older. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of OFA 1. It's today's exclusive hits. all wrapped up in one station.